This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Steve James is the Oscar-nominated director of Hoop Dreams and America to Me. His new National Geographic Channel docuseries, City So Real, a fascinating and complex portrait of Chicago, America's third largest city and his longtime hometown. The series begins in the summer of 2018, as Mayor Rahm Emanuel caught up in the accusations of a cover-up related to the shooting of an African-American teenager, shocks the city by announcing he won't seek re-election. The final episode picks up in 2020, a year after the mayoral election as the city grapples with COVID-19 and widespread social upheaval. City So Real, Portrait of a City, Story of a Nation from Steve James. Our guest next on This Week in America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. City So Real, an unprecedented one-night, five-hour, commercial-free event on National Geographic. Two-time Academy Award-nominated filmmaker Steve James' fascinating and complex portrait of contemporary Chicago, America's third largest metropolis, Steve's longtime hometown, a deep, multifaceted look into the soul of a quintessentially American city. Set against the backdrop of history-making 2019 mayoral election in that city and the tumultuous 2020 summer of COVID-19 and social upheaval following the police killing of George Floyd. Steve James, director, producer, cinematographer, and editor, one of the most acclaimed documentary makers of his generation, numerous awards and nominations. Credits include Hoop Dreams, Abacus, Small Enough to Jail, Life Itself, Stevie, The Interrupters, the PBS series The New Americans, the docuseries America to Me, one of the most acclaimed TV shows of 2018, and now City So Real, Portrait of a City, Story of a Nation, an official selection at the 2020 Sundance Film Festival. Steve James joining us on This Week in America. Steve, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Really looking forward to this series, and I understand this is really something you wanted to do for a long time, a portrait of Chicago. Why this time frame? Why did this election really get you thinking, okay, now's the time to do the portrait?
Yeah, so, like you say, I wanted to do it for a long time, but I wanted to find it at an important juncture for the city. And when this most recent mayoral election rolled around, it promised to be the most wide open in memory, if not history, of Chicago. And then when Rahm Emanuel, the current mayor, dropped out, it became a true free-for-all. So I just thought this is the time that Chicago finds itself at an important crossroads. Plus, at the same time, there was this very important trial on, about to get underway for the murder of Laquan McDonald by white police officer Jason Van Dyke. And that was an incident that rocked the city. And so I wanted to also get my arms around that.
When you talk about this mayoral election, this was amazing. What, over 20 candidates initially decided they were going to jump into what became a very crowded field?
Yeah, 21 candidates,
wow.
To be precise. and eventually 14 make the ballot. And in the series, we show you just how difficult that process is of making the ballot, because there's this petition process in Chicago, which is full of political gamesmanship. It's sort of hardball Chicago politics at its best. And we show you just how crazy and Byzantine that process can be.
Well, the petition process is fascinating. What, not one but two candidates' own mother's signatures are rejected. Boy, talk about a blood sport. No holds barred in this, were there?
Yeah. And one of the mothers was right there in the room when her signature was rejected. So it's a situation where opposing candidates can challenge another candidate's petition signatures. And, you know, in Chicago, you have to get something like 12,500 legitimate signatures to run for mayor, which is, I think, three times as many as you need in New York and two or three times as many as you need in Los Angeles. So it's a crazy bar to meet anyway. And then they can be challenged. So the rule of thumb is, you better collect three times that many, because you're going to get challenged. And no matter how legitimate the signatures may be, you're going to have some thrown out.
And I guess, crazy. Yes, it is crazy. I guess in typical Chicago fashion, during all of this, a city alderman, in fact, the longest tenured, is indicted federally on corruption charges. So you've got that thrown into the mix as well.
That's right. I mean, so much happened during the time we were filming that we didn't expect either. And that's part of the real joy of doing this kind of filmmaking is we went out with an idea to just capture this city and centered around the election and the trial. But then whatever happened was grist for the mill. And that's how we went from being a standalone documentary, which was the original intent, to a 5-hour docuseries.
And I understand it was going to be, what, a 4-hour, and then so much, this is a story that wouldn't end. You added an extra hour, as I understand.
Yes, we did. You know, when the pandemic hit, it just suddenly dawned on me that Chicago, like the rest of America, was in a very different place than it was when we had wrapped our original shooting and thought we had completed the series with 4 episodes. And then once George Floyd hit, it just became paramount that we needed to get out and do another episode that flashes forward about a year after the election to sort of take stock of what's going on in Chicago now, because what's going on here is what's going on in America. And that's always been true. I mean, Chicago has been called the quintessential American city, and I think it's an accurate description.
In fact, in one of the reviews, IndieWire says Chicago's problems are America's problems. And when you think about that, that really is true. This really reflects who we are, no matter in what part of the country we live in.
That's absolutely. You know, I think there's a tendency sometimes to look at a place like Chicago, and if you don't live here, you see it through the lens of, well, our president, who has made a habit of singling out Chicago as a place that is racked by violence.
Yes.
And chaos. And Chicago has its share of problems with violence. That is indisputable. But there is so much more to this city than that. And I felt this was also a time to sort of let the people of America see Chicago in a different light than the stereotypes that are promulgated.
With us on the program is Steve James, Academy Award nominated director. You'll see his new product, City So Real, Portrait of a City, Story of a Nation, an official selection at the 2020 Sundance Film Festival. It airs Thursday, October 29th, 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific on National Geographic, available the next day on Hulu. Let's talk about this love-hate relationship. And that seems like, in seeing some of the interviews that I've seen, it's like somebody will say, you know, actually, I love Chicago. Actually, I hate Chicago. Same person, same sentence. It just, it's all out there. And I think you probably fall in that category as well. Talk about this love-hate, and I would say acceptance facet of this.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, part of what fascinates, has always fascinated me about Chicago, and I've been here now for 35 years, is that it is such a complicated place. It is a place full of passion. It's the birthplace of community organizing in America, and so there's a level of activism here in Chicago that has sort of caught fire around the country, especially lately, but that is just part of the DNA of Chicago. It's at the same time, it's been called the most segregated big city in America, and it unfortunately might earn that distinction as well. There are huge areas of Chicago that you know are overwhelmingly Latinx or Black or white, and you see in the series the way in which people who live in their various bubbles of their neighborhoods have very differing views of their city and what's going on in their city. And that's something we really show, I think, very viscerally. You know, in Chicago's got economic woes. It's got issues with its police and its relationship to particularly the Black community here. These are all national problems, but Chicago is bedeviled by these problems. But at the same time, it's a beautiful city. The people who live here take enormous pride in its virtues, which are many. And so I wanted to do a series that was unvarnished, look at this city, but at the same time gave you a sense of what makes this city special.
You capture this so well in The Citizens. If you just sit back, you can watch sort of the stories we saw in the news and all of us unfold, but you really capture the people. This was not just a story of City Hall and these people trying to maneuver to become mayor of the city of Chicago. You branch out from City Hall. You and the crews go into bars, restaurants, homes, and hear what people have to say. Talk about the magic of being able to do that. And there's one moment there in a barbershop where just a postal worker walks in and all of a sudden there's gold in what happens.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, part of my initial motivation for wanting to do this to begin with was to be in the city, in all these neighborhoods, and take stock of this city from the vantage point of the people who live here, the everyday people. And so that's a very big and important part of this series. And it was a blast, frankly, to do this because, you know, we would go out on shoots and we might go shoot a press conference or a debate in the morning that was scheduled and we had planned for. And then it would be like, we have no idea what we're doing after that. We'll just see what happens. And we oftentimes just sort of serendipitously let what we went on to film, just whatever came our way, including people who flagged us down and said, "Hey, I have something to say." We'd be like, "Okay, let's talk."
Yes.
We have a scene of a shoe shine guy who had flagged us down to say he had some things he wanted to say, and that led us to coming back for a day and spending a day with him and seeing him do his thing. The barbershop scene you mentioned, at a Black barbershop on the South Side, in South Shore neighborhood, that inspired us to want to go to a white barbershop in the Bridgeport neighborhood and sort of see how conversations play out there. And that was sort of the modus operandi of the series as a whole. We will go where the story leads us.
I got about a minute left. There was talk of a sort of a generational movement that promises to change the city forever coming out of all of this over the last couple of years. How positive are you? How optimistic are you that something good is going to happen out of this and that Chicago rebounds?
Well, I'm hopeful. I mean, it's an enormous task.
Yes.
You know, we have a mayor now who is an unprecedented person in that office, someone who had no political background. So there's much to be excited about change coming. At the same time, though she is a progressive, there are strong forces on the progressive end of the spectrum here who want more from her and demand more. And so things are contentious here in Chicago, and I think they will remain so because this is a tough town.
Yes.
It's a tough town politically.
Well, it's interesting. Everybody wants to be mayor. One wins, and now it's like, okay, now what? I am mayor. I have to do something. Steve James is with us on the program. The program, City So Real, Portrait of a City, Story of a Nation. This will be available October 29th, 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific on National Geographic, the next day on Hulu. Steve, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Very much enjoyed talking.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Susan Smith-Jones has made extraordinary contributions in the fields of well-being, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. The founder, president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to high-level wellness and human potential, Frank Witt Radio TV talk show guest, a regular on This Week in America, an international motivational speaker, also the author of many books on holistic health and lifestyle, including her latest celebrated book, available worldwide, entitled Wired for High-Level Wellness. With us today on This Week in America to share simple, effective tips to keep your mind and body invigorated through the holidays and 2021. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. And this year, we really need you to give us some tips here. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, I am too. Great to be with you, Rick.
Let's talk about setting the tone. We've done this before in the program and just briefly mentioned, and all of these tips and many more you'll find on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. But you talk, and this is so important, setting the right tone for the day. How do we go about doing that?
Yes, and let me begin just by saying the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. So the body's a good place to start, and we'll talk about things that we can do. But the first one is, remember that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the entire tone for the day. So you want those first 40 minutes to be enjoyable, not rushed, no stress, happy. Maybe you lay your work clothes or exercise clothes out the night before, or get lunches ready for the kids. But whatever you do, make that a time in the morning where you're not hurried. You know, I always get up early. I like to meditate. That sets the tone for me. And keep those first 40 minutes as enjoyable as possible.
All of these tips, by the way, that I mentioned on Susan's website, 8 simple effective tips to deal with the holidays and 2021, and exercise and movement are at the top of the list as well. Talk about, again, the importance of both of those.
Yes, yes. There's compelling evidence that exercise will add years to your life. A great study at Stanford not long ago showed that participants who expended 2,000 calories a week in vigorous exercise lived years longer than inactive people. And when you exercise, make sure you take time to stretch. A flexible body greatly reduces the chance of injury because tight muscles that restrict the natural range of motion in the joints are susceptible to pulls and tears and stress injuries. And you want to exercise to keep your weight down, too. Muscle burns fat. It's that simple. Exercise increases muscle, alters its chemistry, tones it, increases the metabolic rate. So to lose weight and keep it off, make exercise a key component of your health program. I've said this to you before, Rick, but the only time I want my body to go downhill is after I've hiked uphill.
That is so true. And everything that Susan talks about is very simple to do. For example, number 3 on our list of 8 simple effective tips is body hydration. This does not take a lot of money or a lot of effort to do it right, does it?
No, it doesn't. And look at the blog I posted today on my website. It's all about keeping your body hydrated. Water should be your beverage of choice. You can put some lemon in it or lime slices or mint or anything else you want to make it taste a little bit better. I'm a big believer in good, purified, healthy alkaline water with the right pH. And also, 70 to 80% of Americans are dehydrated, and affects every system and all of the 70 trillion plus cells in your body. So stay hydrated. If you're thirsty, chances are you're already very dehydrated.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Our website, SusanSmithJones.com. The link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the diet. This is the time of year when we're talking about diet. And this really isn't a diet in the sense that, boy, this is something we're going to try for a week. This is something that this is sort of a lifestyle change in what we eat. And you talk about high-fiber diet, colorful, lots of produce. Talk about that.
Yes. Well, remember, in nature, we don't find ice cream trees, potato chip bushes, or donut vines. You want to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Lots of fiber-rich foods. A diet rich in fresh fruits and vegetables plays a major role in reducing the risk of major causes of illness and death, including cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, vision loss, and obesity. I think the body's made in the kitchen, it's shaped in the gym. What you eat today, Rick, you'll crave tomorrow. So when you have those big cheat days, and it takes longer time to get over them, a few days as you get older, but you'll crave it again the next day. It's called carryover cravings. And it takes about 10 days to adjust our taste buds. And we're often addicted to salt, sugar, and oil. So watch out, reduce or eliminate those foods as much as possible.
Going through 8 simple, effective tips. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. And you've got get restful sleep. And I like restful. There's a difference in sleep, isn't there? Talk about the importance, why we need restful sleep.
Yes, good deep sleep. See, the building, strengthening, and renovating of the body takes place during rest and sleep. That's when the growth and the nutritional processes are at their maximum. To get the most from exercise, get good sleep. To stay young and energetic and vibrant and positive, you've got to get good sleep every night.
Pray, meditate, visualize, and breathe deeply is on the list. And you talked about meditation before, the importance of that. This really, all of those factors you talked about there are important.
Yeah, well, meditation, which I've taught worldwide and done myself for over 4 decades, it's a way to unplug from the hustle and bustle of everyday living. Outside noise tends to really drown out the inner life, the music of the soul. And in a few minutes of silence a day, we can go within and nurture our spiritual selves. And in addition to meditation, you visualize a little bit. Albert Einstein said, your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. And when you meditate, you visualize, it's good to pray, enjoy the Bible, read some of your favorite quotes. And while you're doing this, breathe deeply to more fully oxygenate your body. All of this will improve your health, both physically and mentally.
A couple minutes left. I want to go to 7. This is interesting. Laugh often. Really, if we lighten up, we're doing ourselves a favor, aren't we?
Absolutely. We need to be, let me say it this way. We've got to stop taking ourselves and life quite so seriously.
Yes.
It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. You can choose to celebrate life. Remember that health is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Peace is a choice. And enthusiasm is the elixir that generates change, that nourishes the body, and absolutely feeds the soul. So we want to laugh more often. More deep laughter strengthens the heart, circulation, immunity, boosts your spirits, helps you to get more joy of living. And in terms of enthusiasm, that's always under your control. You can choose to be enthusiastic or not. Winston Churchill said gratitude and enthusiasm are not only the greatest virtues, but the parent of all others.
Got about a minute left, and number 8 is just as important as any other on there. You're talking about counting blessings and attitude. Why is that so important?
Yes, gratitude. We've got to be grateful for everything that's going on in our lives, whatever the circumstances. For this kind of attitude fosters happiness, peace of mind, and will help us to live more fully. Daily gratitude magnetizes blessings and miracles in your life. And I think gratitude places us closer to God, making it easier to receive greater blessings.
So much information, and you will find all this information and so much more at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, the new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Same to you. Look forward to our next visit.
And Dr. Susan will be back, and you'll find all of her past interviews on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.